Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Iraqi weather forecast says it is going to be cloudy with a chance at morning snow showers. The high today only near 30 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, 28, 24 Burlington, Milwaukee's 27, and it's 27 in Racine. Well, now that you've taken care of the snow from your sidewalks and driveways, we hope, We Energies is urging you to also clear around your gas meter. The utility's Brian Matthews says, in addition to keeping snow and ice from damaging the meter itself, clearing away the snow will also help if a repair becomes necessary.
Shovel away from the meter, and also any snow on those meters should be knocked off with your hand, not with any kind of shovel or something else. You really want to be careful around the meter.
Urging particular care because there was a gas meter hit during the storm Monday in Racine. Also pay attention, he says, to the intake and the exhaust pipes for high-efficiency furnaces. They're often located near the ground. They need to be clear of snow and ice. Multiple volunteers and staff members from the Wisconsin chapters of the American Red Cross are either on their way to Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Oregon, or they have arrived to offer assistance in the wake of what has turned out to be a killer storm that's ravaged much of the country. The group includes Phyllis Wiggins of Milwaukee, directed to go to St. Louis. Becky Tiles of Oshkosh is going to be on her first national deployment. Carol Miller from Oneida County will be starting her 13th deployment for the Red Cross on Friday. An early morning accidental shooting on Kenosha's northeast side under investigation by police. This happened at a trailer park in the 900 block of Sheridan Road. Officers and paramedics dispatched on a 911 call about a man with a gunshot wound to the hand. Victim eventually was taken to the hospital. Police conducting the interview there as to what happened, but no other information is available. Mass shootings around the country have some calling for new gun control restrictions. But don't expect Wisconsin Republicans to be backing any changes to current laws. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss not expecting gun issues to be on the table during the spring legislative session.
I think that the laws that we have in place, harsh penalties if you create if you have crimes with a gun, I agree with that. But I think that just being able to have a weapon to protect yourself, to protect your family, to protect your workplace, is something that we haven't seen any real problems with in Wisconsin, and I'm certainly not going to change it without real problems.
Voss also has no plans to take up a proposed bill that would eliminate gun-free zones on UW campuses. The Kenosha man accused of shooting the boyfriend of his ex-wife the day after Christmas at a Northside restaurant drive-thru. Well, he needs more time to secure an attorney, but is now formally charged with attempted homicide, endangering safety, and aggravated battery. The first appearance for 32-year-old Cordell Smith has been delayed until next month, though he remains jailed on $500,000 bond. Two robberies Christmas night in the Racine land a local man in jail. We get details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
44-year-old ML Powell is facing four counts of armed robbery with the use of force, possession of narcotics with intent to deliver, and bail jumping. Powell is accused of approaching three people as they got into a car after leaving a Douglas Avenue bar just before midnight on December 25th. He allegedly pointed a gun at them and threatened to shoot if he was not driven to the 2100 block of Charles Street. There, he took two purses and ran from the car. Early Saturday morning, Powell is accused of grabbing the purse of a woman who was walking up to the same tavern. The victim says she was struck in the face several times with a handgun and dragged across the parking lot until she let go of her purse. After Powell was identified as a suspect, Racine police searched his home in the 1000 block of North Memorial Drive. The search turned up two types of prescription medication, which Powell allegedly admitted selling. He's also facing charges in other unrelated cases. He's scheduled to return to court for a preliminary hearing on the new charges in early January. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And take note that thousands of Martha Stewart 8 and 10-inch frying pans are being recalled by Macy's as part of the stainless steel cookware 10-piece collection set. Seven injuries reported so far due to the metal discs that cover the pan's rivets popping off and hitting people, causing burns and welts. The rest of the items in that collection are not affected. You return the recalled pans to Macy's for store credit on the full value of those two frying pans. What could have been a rather contentious public hearing on the controversial Highway V water main project in Caledonia to help feed a tax incremental district instead had just one public comment, some village board questions, and then approval of $478,000 in special assessments on eight affected properties with a revised plan. Attorney John Belogic said that the challenge was to create an assessment mechanism that is fair to the landowners who likely don't want or need the water and won't benefit from the related development, the end result including what he labeled some trigger events.
What we've done in this case is try to set up a special assessment mechanism that will allow the property owners to continue to do their work in farming, whether it's farming or anything else, on a regular basis without having to pay a special assessment. As far as they want to, carry forward with what they're doing or the activity on the property as it presently sits.
Charles Kuiper, with 89 farm acres affected by the project, talked about the almost $228,000 assessment being directed at developers instead of his family's trust.
Yeah, I just want to say I appreciate you guys' consideration here and trying to reduce the burden to us guys on Highway B there, but I respectfully want to give you our objections to this at this time. We have not asked for this water main and have no plans or realistic opportunity to benefit by its presence within any reasonable period of time. Our use and the highest and best use of our land is for farming agricultural purposes, which does not need this water.
Trustee Lee Wishaw inquired about resolution language to project restrict the use of the assessment money. Caledonia's water line will pick up from the Mount Pleasant border. Members of that village board also attending last night. They still need to approve their local portion. The Caledonia board unanimous, though, in supporting the assessment plan for the Highway V water project. It'll start next month, should be completed by late summer 2016. Well, most consumers do it without even thinking. They click agree on an internet purchase of goods or services, and studies are showing 75% or so have no idea they have more than likely just signed away certain rights. Milwaukee attorney Ann Jacobs says most of these agreements contain what's called an arbitration agreement, and that is difficult to actually find.
It's even hard for those of us who know what to look for. It is really buried in the fine print, and you have to actually read and try to understand all that fine print. And frankly, most of us are going to miss it.
Businesses say the arbitration agreements are needed to hold down legal costs. Jacobs says arbitration's a process that has little to do with fairness, at least for the consumers. And Racine Splash and Dash into Lake Michigan from North Beach started January 1st, 1990, with 8 firefighters trying to help a local family back on their feet after a devastating fire. And as the old saying goes, well, it's taken on a life of its own for this Friday's event starting at noon. On WRJN's Community Conversations, one of the organizers, Jason Greenwood, said it's still about helping others in the community through fundraising and donations.
The primary focus of the event is raising money for food and shelter type charities. So the proceeds of the event go towards HALO, Racine County Food Bank, the Downtown Hospitality Center, the St. Luke's Church, and then also Kiwanis, which has a scholarship program for kids coming out of high school that are involved in community service type of activities.
Hundreds of participants start their new year by dashing into Lake Michigan. Hundreds more come to North Beach to witness the bone-chilling event. Kenosha's annual polar plunge, weather permitting, will go at 11 o'clock Friday morning from Simmons Island Beach. WRJN.com. That's our webpage and our newscaster there in the local news section. Listen whenever you want. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargill, AM 1400 WRJN News.